Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh, now 48 degrees. Last week, a Wichita police officer was taken into custody. Monday, the police department issued a statement read by Officer Charlie Davidson.
Related to the arrest of a Wichita Police Department officer on Friday, two additional police officers have been placed on paid administrative leave as part of the investigation. The officer on Friday was booked on charges of a misdemeanor official misconduct and stalking. The arrest was made by Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office.
A statement from Police Chief Gordon Ramsey was released saying, "This is an unfortunate situation. The Wichita Police Department will continue to hold its officers to the highest standards and accountable when they fail to meet those standards. We will continue to improve transparency and public trust in part by working with other agencies on such matters." Chief Ramsey said more information about the case will be provided at the appropriate time. A 26-year-old man was a victim of highway robbery in southeast Wichita. Police Officer Davidson says this happened late Sunday night in the parking lot of a Burger King west of Oliver and Harry.
The victim stated that he went to the location to sell a cell phone, and an unknown suspect approached him and asked to see the phone and then ran off with the phone. A few minutes later, a second unknown suspect approached the victim, brandished a firearm, and demanded money.
The victim surrendered cash, and the second suspect ran away as well. An Oklahoma teen is under arrest for using a crossbow as a deadly weapon.
Police in Lincoln County, Oklahoma, are not identifying the teen, but have confirmed that a 13-year-old boy has been arrested for the death of Austin Almanza. It all happened when the suspect, Almanza, and his younger brother were playing Saturday. A dispute happened between the three, prompting the boy to fire a crossbow. The arrow traveled through Austin's body, killing him before hitting his brother in the arm. County Sheriff Charles Daugherty says the crime is being investigated as a homicide.
I think you have to take the word accident plumb out. 10-year-old Austin's not dead because of an accident.
Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
Some actors are sharing what they knew about Harvey Weinstein's alleged history of abuse.
George Clooney and Matt Damon spoke with ABC's Michael Strahan.
So when people say, like, everybody knew, like, yeah, I knew it was. You know, I mean, he was proud of that.
Matt Damon denied he had any further knowledge of the extent of the damage Weinstein is accused of, even though he knew one of the victims, Gwyneth Paltrow. Clooney said Weinstein told him of numerous affairs with women, but he didn't believe him.
But the idea that this predator, this assaulter, was out there silencing women like that, it's beyond infuriating.
Many actresses say everyone knew about Harvey. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Sedgwick, Cloud, and Montgomery counties are finalists for a Tyson chicken processing plant that would mean millions of dollars and hundreds of new jobs. Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News his involvement in attracting the plant has been minimal.
This is an issue that really has been driven by the county commission. And so it's a matter of, in fact, I think they have a location. The reality is I have not been brought into the discussions yet.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted Show here on KNSS. The Kansas agriculture community has been divided over a decision by the Trump administration to block new livestock rules from taking effect.
The Lawrence Journal World reports a division of the U.S. Department of Agriculture had proposed the rules that were scheduled to go into effect on Thursday. The new rules were intended to protect poultry producers from unfair commercial practices by food processing giants such as Tyson Foods. Kansas Senator Pat Roberts praised the decision to block the rules. He says the decision promotes economic prosperity and reduces regulatory burdens in the ag community. But some groups disapproved of the decision. An official with the Organization for Competitive Markets says the block favors large ag corporations and hurts farmers and ranchers. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
KNSS News time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning now. 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock on a Tuesday morning.
And so far this morning, things on the roadways here in Wichita looking good. Now at this time, the gasoline prices out there have come down maybe a cent from yesterday. I'm seeing, for the most part, 232 out there. 47th Street South and Hydraulic this morning, 231 a gallon. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It is going to be windy and much cooler today. Our temperature in the mid-50s around noontime, 60 for the high this afternoon with a gusty northwest wind, up to 35, even 40 miles per hour by early this afternoon. Clear tonight, our low near 40, and then sunny Wednesday with a high 75. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Currently partly cloudy and 49 degrees. That north wind already kicking up this morning. It's out of the northwest now, gusting up to 25 miles per hour. An hour ago, it was 17 miles per hour. So, yes, the wind is beginning to pick up. A windy day across south-central Kansas. Monday, Wichita's high temperature yesterday was 73 degrees. Normal high for the date is 67. And a wind gust of 42 miles per hour was recorded by the National Weather Service station in Wichita. That would have been, of course, near Eisenhower Airport, where that weather station is located. October 24th, on this date in 1962, a naval quarantine of Cuba, ordered by President John F. Kennedy, went into effect during the Cuban Missile Crisis. And for those of us who were around at the time, this is one of those days, one of those several days, I was riding the bus to Hadley Junior High, middle school, junior high at those days, as a, what, seventh grader or eighth grader? Seventh grader, I believe. At any rate, we were discussing it on the bus. We didn't know whether we were going to make it home for lunch that day. We thought a nuclear war could be coming. And, you know, for 11, 12-year-old kids to have that burden to think about on the way to school, it wasn't pleasant, I'll tell you.
I imagine so.
It was not pleasant. That to Cold War and the threat of nuclear exchange was on our minds all the time. Of course, we had McConnell Air Force Base, which is, about 5 miles from downtown Wichita. And we knew that would be one of the big targets. We also had missile silos all around the area, so we knew that Wichita would probably be wiped off the face of the map if the Russians got one through. So,
How do you rationalize that to yourself? Well, at least it'll be kind of quick.
I don't know.
I mean,
we decided to think about something else.
That's probably the best. Probably the best thing to do.
Yeah. On this date in 1969, actor Richard Burton bought then wife Elizabeth Taylor a $1 million necklace that weighed almost 70 carats.
Yikes.
It was at the time the world's most expensive diamond. Wow. Richard Burton. Money was no object. They were making big money in those days, he and Liz. And I guess they celebrated. I think they just pretty much drank and spent money most of the time. 70 carats. That's big.
Well, what would you do if you had that kind of fortune?
Well, I don't know. If Elizabeth Taylor was my wife, I don't know.
Would you act any different?
Might. A Canadian man's decision to belt out a 1990s dance hit while inside his car has landed him a $149 ticket for being too loud in public. Taufik Mawala says he was happily singing along with the windows mostly rolled up to CNC Music Factory's Gonna Make You Sweat, Everybody Dance Now. Everybody dance now, right? Have I got it? Okay. When he was stopped, says he initially thought Montreal police wanted him to move out of their way. He says he was asked if he was yelling, and he said no. One of the officers walked away and returned with a fine for screaming in a public place. Wonder if he was off key or something. Yeah. Here's what he was doing.
Yeah.
And maybe he was just way off key or way too loud. Scaring people.
I'm starting to buy that maybe there should have been a ticket involved.
Yeah, well.
I think that's just the music playing.
Yeah, just for playing this music, we should probably get a ticket.
Yeah, probably so.
What are you going to say, everybody dance? There we go.
Yeah,
Thank you. Thank you. Pennsylvania woman has celebrated...
Oh, you want me to stop this?
Oh, sure.
At some point.
Eventually. Pennsylvania woman has celebrated her 94th birthday by going skydiving along with her granddaughter and great-granddaughter. Ayla Campbell says she figured she might not make it for another year at her age, so she took the 10,000-foot plunge Sunday at Hazleton Regional Airport in Pennsylvania.
Hmm.
Each woman jumped separately but in tandem with an instructor.
Yeah.
Still, when you hit the ground, wow, there's a little, you know, I saw one of the jumps by the President George H.W. Bush. One of his jumps several years ago when he was 95 years old or something, hit the ground. His feet, they came down kind of on their bottoms, and his feet were out in front of him, okay?
Yeah.
And it was a real smooth landing, but I thought, man, what happens if his feet go down and he gets, you know, he could break his foot off. He could break an ankle. And that skydiving doesn't seem like it. It's something that I don't want to do. I don't want to do it. I'm not going to do it.
Okay? Oh, okay.
I'm not going to get a chance to do it, but I'm not going to do it. My son has his parachute. He has actually been to jump school, so he's done it. I don't know why he did it, but it was part of his military training. He wanted to do it one summer, so away he went.
I don't know if I'd want to pay for it, but if the opportunity ever arose in what I like wouldn't have to, you know, pay for it or do much of anything other than
you mean no effort.
Yeah, exactly. If there was very little effort involved, sure, I'd give it a shot.
Maybe somebody will take you up and just drop you out the back of it.
Exactly.
Beach bonanza, something like that. All right, let's see what else is going on. Of course, we're talking. We have the sound with the mayor, Wichita mayor, talking about the efforts to attract Tyson Chicken Processing Plant to Sedgwick County.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about the question we have on our poll this morning. We'll talk about that in just a few minutes here, see what you think about that. I'm beginning to, I don't know everything I need to know about it, but I'm beginning to be in favor of it just because I think we need it. And
yeah.
It can be done cleanly without a lot of disruption anywhere. Yeah, let's go and get it.
But, I don't think there was a way to put this on the poll, but one of the things I was thinking to myself is, again, kind of like they were saying up there in Tonganoxie, if we do this or if we're going after this, I do want there to be a whole lot of transparency
involved.
A little more
discussion.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd like to know what's involved in the deal before anybody signs off on it, that sort of thing.
Right. 6:17 now, Steve and Ted. By the way, coming up here just about an hour from now, a little less than an hour from now, we're going to have Sedgwick County Election Commissioner Tabitha Lehman on with us this morning. Voting is underway here in Sedgwick County for the November 7th election. And we're talking about USD 259. The school board has, I think, four openings. Four seats up for grab, maybe four. And the city council has three here in Wichita. So there are races going on. We're going to find out from Tabitha Lehman exactly what's happening with the election. That is really, it's going on now. But the election day is November 7th. That'll be a Tuesday, as always. It's 6:18 now, Steve and Ted in the morning. Time for Leadoff Sports with Ted Woodward. And Ted, we had a little Monday Night Football last night, if my calendar doesn't deceive me.
Yes, and of course the World Series starts tonight.
World Series tonight.
Major League Baseball, the World Series begins tonight. National League champion, Los Angeles Dodgers. American League champion, Houston Astros in Los Angeles tonight. First time in 29 years the Dodgers have been to the World Series.
Wow.
Astros were last there 12 years ago. First matchup between these two ever in a World Series. First time that Houston's representing the American League after switching from the National League. Astros-Dodgers, Game 1 of the best-of-seven World Series is tonight. Pre-game coverage begins at 6 o'clock. Game 1 will begin at 7 o'clock. You can listen live to all World Series games on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
We got all of them on our sister station, KFH. Great.
Love baseball on the radio.
All the World Series games. Terrific.
And we'll get to announcers and talk about radio in just a minute.
Okay.
And like you mentioned, Monday Night Football last night, the Philadelphia Eagles roll on. They beat the Washington Redskins 34-24. The Eagles are the best team in the NFL 7 weeks in with a record of 6-1.
Good team.
They are cruising. Pro basketball last night in the NBA. Former Kansas Jayhawk Joel Embiid, 30 points as the Philadelphia 76ers win in Detroit. Beat the Pistons 97-86. 30 for Joel Embiid. College volleyball, the weekly coaches poll coming out yesterday. Not much movement in the poll this week. Kansas remains ranked number 11th in the nation. Wichita State remains ranked number 21 in the nation. Both picked up a few more votes, but neither was able to move up in the polls. Stayed right where they were from the week before. And we, speaking of announcers, Bob Costas, Al Michaels, Joe Buck among the finalists for the Baseball Hall of Fame's 2018 Ford Frick Award for Excellence in Baseball Broadcasting. Don Drysdale, Dizzy Dean, Joe Morgan, Pee Wee Reese, and Buddy Blattner also among the finalists. The Hall is restricting the upcoming vote to national broadcasters.
You wonder about the favorite that I've ever heard. Buddy Blattner.
Buddy Blattner is
he was the Royals original.
He was the original play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Royals from their inception in 1969.
Did you ever hear him, Ted?
Through 1975.
There's just something really, I just love the guy.
I've heard Buddy Blattner.
Buddy Blattner. What a name.
Yes. He's among those names in excellence that might get nominated for the Hall of Fame. We'll
you
see
bet.
How that goes. And there's your sports. Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
All right, Ted. It's 6:21. Keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes. Todd is going to talk about a controversy involving a Sean Hannity speaking engagement. That's coming up, Stephen Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Oh, that's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.